from Jeff Coe. If we evolved from apes, why are there still apes? In other words, why didn't all apes become humans?
Well, it's probably similar reason that there's still creationists and everyone hasn't converted to theistic evolution yet. Evolution is a tree. It branches off. And just because you have things that are higher up in the tree, it doesn't mean there's not lower forms. We see representations of lower forms of animals. Bacteria were the first single cell, or one of the first single cells. They're still around. So in the same way, we see primitive forms that are still in existence. They have not evolved because environmental circumstances were not right in order for evolution to occur. Certain species stayed within their niche and did not evolve, or evolved more in a parallel manner, didn't change into something, quote unquote, of a higher form like that. So that's why we still see, that's why we still see apes.
I would say man did not evolve from apes or an ape-like creature. All of that takes place in the imagination, and artists' imagination especially. There simply is no evidence. I mean, apes are still having babies, monkeys are still having babies, humans are still having babies. Why don't we ever see this happen? Why do we always have to depend on long ago and far away? Evolution is a fairy tale for grown-ups. It's nothing more. There's no evidence for it at all, and so there's no reason to compromise the clear teachings of the scripture. Plus, there are genetic barriers that would prevent such a thing from happening. And going from apes to humans is a relatively minor change, actually, compared to going from a rock to a human, which is what the evolution theory ultimately teaches. And the rock came from nothing, which is what they ultimately teach, too. This is the textbooks that I have, and I show that on video number 1 and 2 of my series pretty clearly. So, the question of why we still have apes, I know the evolutionist answer is typically, well, you know, because we didn't come from apes, we both came from a common ancestor, but they're straining it and that's swallowing a camel. They do teach we came from an ape-like ancestor. Every one of the bits of evidence that's ever been used for this, like Lucy or Neanderthal man, I cover all that on video 2 of my series, all of them have been proven wrong. They'll keep something in the textbooks for years, like the Nebraska man was in there for 40 years. All they found was one tooth. One tooth. In the textbooks for 40 years as evidence for evolution, later turned out to be the tooth of a pig. There's just many examples like that. Lucy, 3 feet tall, obviously a chimpanzee-type animal, not missing legs. Plus, the bigger picture that they're missing totally is they always, you know, we don't see it happening today, that's for sure. So they say, well, let's look at the fossils. Let's look at the fossil record. I say, wait. There is no fossil record. There's no such thing as a fossil record. There are a bunch of bones in the dirt. Now, you're putting your interpretation on them, but it's not a record. There are no dates on them. And if you find bones in the dirt, you don't know if those bones represent an animal that had any kids, let alone different kids. I think evolution is purely a fairy tale. There's no evidence for it whatsoever.
All right, we're going to go ahead and extend the argument for 2 minutes on either side. So if you'd like to
Okay, certainly. Thank you. All right, thank you. I want to bring this to your attention. This is also on my website. If you go to the links, if you go to the link at faithreason.org, one of the first links is list of creationist arguments here. And it's quite well done and it's quite exhaustive. You have a table of contents here with a number of points. And each one of these points has been expanded, goes over many issues, theology, biology, fossil record, etc. And it's many pages, it's very well done. And then you can go to a specific topic. This one here is a faint young son paradox, and it has the claim and the source, the response, links, so you can even do more research and acknowledgement. So it's quite excellent as far as addressing creationist arguments, which Dr. Holmes just brought up as far as the lack of evidence. I would take issue that there is an abundance, and the fossil record is one of the strongest evidences. Matter of fact, 300 individuals of Lucy have been found. And another excellent site which you can go to and research yourself on my links page is this is a hominid species timeline. It also shows many of the actual finds. And many of these have occurred within our lifetime. And what's happening is you're finding more and more intermediate points. It's all being filled in. And Dr. Holman mentioned evidence being found. Well, the evidence is supporting evolution more and more. You can see the many intermediate forms that have been found, and again, many of these in our lifetime, such as Brucey and the Tang baby, that was one of the early ones, and of course, Homo erectus. And as far as evolution, everyone conceives of microevolution. We see change. We see the wolf has evolved into the dog, and there are many breeds and species of dog that have evolved.
Dr. Hogan, 2 minutes.
Okay. All of the evidences that I'm aware of, and I think I studied all those, I can't really still mention the Tang baby. That was proven wrong in 1973, and I'm possibly being missing link in humans, but the evidence that's really studied, like the Neanderthals, for instance, about 300 of those have been found. Their brains are larger than ours. They gave the same skull to 9 different artists and said, what did it look like? They got 9 different answers. What do you want it to look like? Do you want it more ape-like or more human-like? Hey, we're artists. We can do whatever you want with it, okay? Jack Kowazo, who's coming to speak at our conference this May, our creation conference, is one of the world's experts on the Neanderthals. He went to Europe and actually, with an x-ray machine, he's a dentist, okay? He x-rayed the skulls of the Neanderthals that are on display over there. They let him have them in x-ray. One of them had the jaw 1 inch out of the socket and the maxillary bones tilted out to make it look more ape-like. He said, guys, I'm a dentist. This guy wouldn't live 30 seconds. I mean, his jaw is 1 inch out of the socket. Put the jaw back and it becomes a normal human. Well, they tried to kill Dr. Colazzo for exposing the fraud of the Neanderthals. After the flood, the Bible says people live to be, 400 years old for a while. And it's just a biological fact that the bones of your eyebrow and the bones of your head never stop growing. So the Neanderthals were simply really old humans. People were living probably past 200. And as far as Homo erectus, that one has changed names quite a few times. Pithecanthropus erectus, I believe, was the original name of it. Here's the Tang child. 1973 was proven it cannot be a missing link. So I've got all the so-called cavemen talked about in my video number 2. Now, I get the book by Jack Kowazo, Buried Alive, or the book Bones of Contention by Marvin Lupinow, who studied all of the actual skeletons and said, look, these guys, these are not missing links. They're just unusual monkeys or animals. Plus, I'd like to point out, obviously, finding bones in the dirt is not evidence of anything. Again, you don't know. You couldn't prove they had any children. So the arguments about Genesis history are myth. I think Genesis stands. It's not been proven wrong by some monkey found in the dirt.